Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Some people have asked about channeling. They said, where is the man when the channel is in progress? We say he steps away. And that is the truth. Spirit does not take over his body. Through years of practice, he has learned to surrender and step away. And what then comes through him is what you hear now. But in the beginning, it was not this way at all. There was no confluence of syntax. It was very bad English. Spirit would show him things, and then he would remember them and echo them back in channel. It wasn't as it is now. Now he has that which is the messages from the other side of the veil as pure as they can be through a human. The human controls this completely. And it never, ever is good enough for him. There's always more. And dear human beings, this is the way it is. You do want more. No matter what you experience with spirit, there's this feeling that there is more. And literally, it comes from you. It's a handshake. The more your consciousness aligns with the esoterics, that which you call God, the more you like it. You sit in a building originally constructed as a church. And in the drawings, the illustrations, sometimes the statues, you have the glowing around the head, which you have called the halo. This is a symbol for a human being who is in touch. For a human being who wants more, who perhaps has experienced the euphoria of God inside. The ancients had it. The modern day has it. It's intrinsic with humans and God. I want to talk about healing. And this one is difficult. What makes it difficult is the perception. I now tell you what we see, not what you see. I give you a truth which is sometimes difficult to give you. Sometimes it flies in the face, literally, of the logic of your world. But we have to give it to you because it speaks of a magnificence that you should know of. The human body is working approximately at 30 to 35% of how it was designed. You heard it right. Free choice of consciousness through eons of time with humanity has actually lowered it because consciousness drives health. Consciousness that is low lets in disease. Consciousness which is low alters that which your DNA is asked to do. That is starting to shift. So many times we've said it before. What this shift is really about is humans beginning to graduate and evolve. And the evolution is the evolution of consciousness and DNA and cellular structure to become more efficient. All of you are perfect. Hard to imagine. And we've said this before, you don't know it, you don't believe it. It's almost like every single one of you is a Class A jet plane, and that all you know how to do, or was taught you could do, is cruise up and down the runway. That's all. And all the rest of it has always been there. The evolvement of humanity will then be that which is maturing in wisdom, integrity, compassion, in all of the things that will come to you that will create a planet eventually without war. I've said it before, a planet where when you look back, everything before 2012 will be called the barbarian age. When you start to mature, you look back on yourselves and you think, who were we? How could that be? The human cellular structure, yours, is designed for 900 years. 900. Just as some of your scriptures will point out for those masters who lived that long, I know you think it was probably a typo in scripture. It was true. That is how long a body can last, because it rejuvenates itself. It repairs itself. It keeps going. Yours does it poorly, but not forever. And that is changing. You're going to see lifespans increase, and it will not be because of science. It will be because of consciousness. Starting to learn the things that you should have known before, but that were blocked. Healing. Because of these things, dear ones, there are so many who need so much. What does Spirit see with the human being who is sick? Spirit often sees a human who is desperate, who's down on their knees praying, God, heal me, God, heal me, God, heal me, God, heal me. You want to know what Spirit sees? Spirit sees an absolutely 100% healthy human with a fog of consciousness around him. A consciousness of lack of self-worth, Akashic insecurity, problems and stress caused by so many things that have nothing to do with his biology. That's what Spirit sees. And Spirit sees a human who hasn't figured it out, who comes to their knees and prays, God, heal me, God, heal me. Let me give you a hint. Healers in this room, healers don't heal, they balance. And if you could rewrite this scenario, the human being would not be on their knees begging God for healing. They would be trying to understand alignment with the cosmos. They'd understand that all disease is the fog of consciousness. It's inside the human being. It wasn't produced that way. That's not how you were born. And you didn't catch it. You built it. And there would be those who say that's impossible, because the biological engine creates this and does this. Dear ones, you don't work well. And you can. Spirit sees you as one who is perfect, and Spirit wants to deliver the message to you. You can't hear it when you're in fear. Dear ones, what have you got that you would like to heal today? You can't hear anything from Spirit if you're in fear. We may give you the ABCs of how you can literally pick yourself up and live another 25 years without this disease, and you're afraid. So you're not getting it. So what have I just said? That old energy surrounds most of you, even today, an energy of doubt. You go to the meeting and you hear these words, and you go home, and you say to somebody who will listen, "Wow, I'd sure like to understand more about that. You know, I don't really think it's for me because, you know, I've got this and I've got that. And you know, my mom did too, and you know, my father did. And you know, it's built in, don't you? You know, my family carries it, don't you?" And every one of those words is heard by your own biology, and it agrees with it on your way to passing over. And that is the truth. And that brings up the second part. How can we possibly give you messages of profound healing when you don't believe it for the first time, when you claim that you're sick? Did you ever think of that? What you say has so much energy. It is you. You define yourself with every word. If we said, "Who are you?" If your neighbor says, "Who are you? And tell me about your life," what would you say? "I am. Your name goes here, and I'm sick." You just defined it. Your body will do it, and the fog of old energy will circle you till your last breath. Don't you think it's time to change that? And you can. Did you know you can change it as you sit here? If you cognize what I'm saying, spirit sees you as perfect. And the only thing that makes you less perfect that's going on in your cellular structure right now is what you have created through a myriad of experiences, that of the Akash of past experiences carried into this life and ironed so that you will always have it to hang on the closet and look at. That's what you do. What if I made an invitation right now? Shut the closet. You might say something inside right now to your own biology. "It's time to claim my magnificence." I'll tell you, there are those right now who are going to leave this meeting and they're going to feel differently than they ever have before. They're going to wonder, what happened? What was there? There will be healings today in here. I know this because I know who's here. I know what you brought with you. I know what is possible. I'm telling you, why don't you just leave it here? This fog of self-created disease, uncertainty, and unbalance can be cleared totally by light. How many of you are willing to generate light right now and see, visually see, all of these things cleared? Like the fog goes away, the sun comes out, you can see everything. It's a new day. And you go away and you know, I've been healed. Sound too good to be true? I will tell you, what do you think happens to a human being who goes into so much release all at once that they get it instantly? This has happened over and over. It's almost like all of the fog is just simply cleared and lifted and gone. And you call it spontaneous remission. It's a miracle, isn't it? There are stories of the master who walked this planet years ago, touching humans, making the blind see, the sick were healed. And I want to give you another perception. That master who had his DNA working at about 80%. His message was clear to this planet. In this room, I'll state it. I am the Son of God, and so are you. And so are you. And what he did was to touch those and took their fog away. And for a moment or two, they were just like him. And they saw what he saw. And instantly, all of the things left. Instantly. Is it a miracle from the Master, or is it the message that's a miracle to the human who healed him and herself? Let's be touched today by the Master. Was this not the meaning of this building? You're a good place. A good place for this. Really good place for this. I know who's here. I know why you've came. What are your troubles? Why don't you be touched right now? To the degree that the fog is gone, it's cleared. And what you will have is the way God sees you. Perfect. Living a long life. Helping people around you. Old soul, we need you to stay. We need you to stay. Did you hear that? That's why you're alive. To be balanced, to help those around you know what it looks like to have the light and not be afraid of life. Not to be one who is doomed because history said you were. There is somebody being touched right now. Right now. Oh, it's beautiful, dear ones. Can you feel this? Can you feel what's happening here? Did you really think you were coming to a healing meeting today? Maybe not. But somehow, through synchronicity, you ended up in the middle of one. And here you are. Some of you carry grief. It's a disease. Grief is a disease. It keeps you down. It beats you up. The joy is gone. It's one of the worst diseases. You'll die early. Let's clear that. We know what took place to give you the grief that you have. Dear ones, God is so much in love with you. Let the sun come out in your life right now. Some need to forgive that which is yourself. That is what you need to do for yourself. Let that fog clear. It can, it should, it will. And you have help. With the intent of this will come results. Remember the first channel? With the intent of this will come results. You're not alone. Start the ball rolling and stand back. And stop defining yourselves less than magnificent and healthy and pure and light. That's how God sees you. That's our perspective. That's the perspective on this side of the veil. Perfect human beings slogging through their own process. It's a beautiful message. It's a light one, really. Something you can do right now. No steps to climb. No suffering required. Only acknowledgement of who you are. I'll be back. And so it is.